Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Nat Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
And we are
Life Next Door.
Happy Thursday, happy Thursday. Welcome back to another episode of Nosy Neighbors, where we get real nosy. We about to be in everybody's business. I know y'all don't expect this from us, but guess what? Niggas love to gossip too. We chat just like everybody else. So we want to welcome all of our neighbors and plus ones, because we know not everybody that show up was invited, but you know, just sit down, don't touch nothing, don't start reaching for things. Sit y'all ass down before you get too comfortable. Before you get too comfortable sitting on those wallets and purses, I want you to stop, drop, and stop acting like Hakeem Campbell and Kimmy Gibbler. You understand me? I want you to go in your pockets. I want you to go in your digital wallets. And I want you to subscribe to the Patreon. Put some snaps on the Petro, okay? Che and Ryan are hard at work over there putting together great content. So the least you could do is put some snaps on the motherfucking Petro. How do you do that, Mouse? Oh, it's very easy, dummy. You go to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. And you become a member. Pick up your keys now. Also, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube. Yeah, we popping on the YouTube. Make sure you go see us over there, all right? That is youtube.com/guysnextdoorpodcast. Okay, make sure you're following us on all socials, Guys Next Door Pod. I would tell you how to write a letter, but it's Thursday, not Monday, so it really don't matter. What matters is we got a whole bunch of topics to get to and a whole bunch of mess to sift through in the next 30 minutes or less. So what I want you to do is silence your phones and tell your baby daddy you will call him back later. Che, what do we got on the docket today?
Well, one of our favorite rappers got him. He decided to input his own third eye. I don't know what's going on over there. I don't like this new trend. Not here for it. Why do we got to talk about these white people awards not giving people their things and shit? I'm a little over that. And your personal fave. I'm just going to say this one. JT and Uzi are going at it. At it. But let's backtrack. Why did Lil Uzi put a $24 million diamond in the middle of his forehead?
Let me tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. Because he can. He can afford it. And I, as a person who cannot afford to do things like that, will not speak on things I can't afford to do. You know what I can afford to do? Put nice hats on my head. So guess what I do? I put nice hats on my head. I got a good hairline. I'm not like the rest of these niggas. Some niggas only got like 15 haircuts left. So niggas be playing. Right? I would much rather see niggas put diamonds in their forehead than put that little heart shit in their hairline. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Get out. First of all, stop being a Drake hater. We're going to start the morning by you not being a hater.
No, we're not.
Wakes up literally, and hates every day.
We're literally not going to start like
let's
that.
Let me start like this. I would rather somebody get a heart put in their head as a haircut that grows back than a ruby implanted in my head.
I mean, it's a dermaplast. Like, I don't know why everybody's acting like it's like sewn into his skull. It's just like any other piercing. It's like the piercings the girls get.
And that
in
shit
their,
is dumb as hell. He has a
it's
ruby
dumb
in his forehead.
And do you understand? Like, when you get things like that, it hurts.
Let me ask
you this. You bump into it, it hurts.
Let me ask y'all this. When was the last time y'all seen a $24 million diamond up close and personal?
Exactly. I don't ever want to see one on someone's forehead.
It's none of our business.
First of all, Uzi, get close enough to me, I'm snatching that shit out of his head. How about the danger of me snatching a ruby out the nigga forehead?
See, the problem is that y'all are very divisive in the community. Uzi has clearly Y-O-U. Y-O-U.
I said spell it.
Yeah, no, I did. Y-O-U.
Nah,
you are divisive.
I said it.
No, I'm spelling you. You are divisive, sir. You
divisive. You spell divisive.
You.
Where's the dictionary?
Listen, at the end of the day, Uzi is he watched WandaVision. He's inspired. Wow. He wants to be Vision. So you know, if he happens to run into Thanos, that's on him. You know what I mean? Be safe, though. But I enjoy it. And, you know, I don't want to spend too much
time. You only enjoy it because you know JT don't like that shit and you like JT. I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to spin it. So
you in my business. You in my business? Don't do that.
You see how he found a way
to
add JT.
You in my business? Don't do that.
You're like, JT, how can you pick this guy? You gotta clown him. It's all right.
Yeah, you all in my business. I hate that for me.
I hate it for you too.
Next. Tell you what else, because niggas is haters, and I don't like it.
Next.
What's going on with the Golden Globes? I don't subscribe to these white run award shows, so I know nothing about it, and I choose to remain ignorant of them.
Golden Globes is about movies, right?
Sure. Yes, they are. They are exactly about
movies. Is it movies or shows?
I think it's movie in television. I think it's movies in television.
I think so too.
I think
they violated Snowfall, right?
That's what they said. I don't know if they violated. I think this probably is, and I mean, it would definitely help to have, you know, the resident actor, writer on here, but you know. Screw us. I don't think, from what I'm seeing, I don't think they got nominated. I don't think anybody got snubbed. I think the people who were supposed to win won. If we're looking at, and like I said,
Name me some categories.
Best performance by an actor in a television series, musical, or comedy. Don Cheadle, Black Monday, Nicholas Hoult, The Great, Eugene Levy, Schitt's Creek, Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso. Yousef Ramey. Never heard of anybody outside of Don Cheadle. There's that.
I will admit, I watched Ted Lasso. It's actually a really fire Apple original.
Black Monday is fire.
I'm going with the
house black man Don Cheadle.
You said Black Monday is fire?
Black Monday is fire. It's like Wolf of Wall Street, but black.
Okay. Best television series drama.
That runs Wall Street.
The Crown. Lovecraft Country, The Mandalorian, Ozark, Ratched.
Name this category again. Best television series drama. Okay, name it. Okay, what is it?
The Crown, which is on Netflix. Lovecraft Country, HBO. Okay. The Mandalorian, Disney Plus. Ozark, Netflix. Ratched, Ozark. Never heard of it. I'm going with Lovecraft Country. You bugging?
Nah, I get because it's black, but Ozark's better than Lovecraft Country.
Yeah. I don't believe you. Best television limited series or motion picture.
And Mandalorian? Excuse me? Come again?
Not better than Lovecraft Country. I think
yes, but not better than you'll like
I hate Ozark.
You're dark. Why don't you like it?
What the show's
dark.
You? You're dark.
Because I don't like white people getting away with shit. Like that show I don't enjoy watching.
They get bodied.
The mom and dad, they get bodied. Like, I'll watch it. If you tell me they die in the end, I'll watch it.
I didn't
it, but
say them.
Not.
I mean,
death is inevitable.
People going to die.
Okay. I don't like it. Here goes Best Television Limited Series or Motion Picture. They nominated Queen's Gambit. Love that show.
Great show. In
Small Axe. In The Undoing. Wow.
The Undoing was fire, too.
I guess they're saying there's not enough black people in here, but we knew that
that's
was going to happen.
Snowfall should definitely find a place somewhere.
We going to stop watching it?
No. First of all, I don't watch what the show. No, these awards mean nothing to us. This is why we need to create our own awards, and we talked about this, Matt.
Mouse. Well, I mean, we do have our own awards. We just got to care.
Nah, we need our Black Grammys.
We do.
Our.
We have it. We got the NAACP Awards, the Image Awards. We got the Dove Awards. We got the BET Awards. Like, what else y'all want? Right, because that's not enough, right? You need, it's never you need something.
It's never enough for me. I don't care about the rest of y'all. It's never enough for me. When you settle, that's your life.
What are we settling? How are we settling? I just rattled off five different.
I'm not a part of none of those. You're not a part of none of those. Do you get hired to host those? Yeah, cute, cool. But does your opinion really matter? No, they give you a piece of paper and you read it.
That's every award show.
That's why we got to create our own, that we know the specifics of stuff. We don't got to deal with these white people. You feel me? That's all we
like
made.
Like the People's Choice Award.
That's
where,
why we made,
like,
we made our
culture,
Black
we
Grammys.
On it.
We made our Hood Grammys, and it made sense because those artists should have won the actual award.
I'm a thousand percent with you.
But that's something that we could do. I can't jump to the NAACP. They already got that shit. I'm talking about something that we could come in and be like, yo, this is for us. This is what we do. It's represented for this. You know, when you watch this, you're going to get this. It's not going to be that, oh, how come? Nah, it's there.
I'm not mad at that. I think it does get I think it does get a little weird at the top. When we're so involved, because after a while, you know, you're going to have to move and somebody else is inevitably somebody younger than you is going to feel the way you're feeling right now.
Facts,
so I think that instead of that, there needs to be a bridge, right? That says, okay, this is cultural and we're going to keep it cultural and we're going to reach back. We're going to reach sideways. We're going to reach up. And we're going to make sure that everybody has a say, everybody that's from the culture.
But why couldn't you do that? Why couldn't you do that if you created it? Why couldn't you just
that's what, like, I'm saying. Go ahead.
All right, so I'm agreeing with you in a sense, because in my mind, you're saying, as if, let's say we had a committee of people to vote for stuff. Mm-hmm. We would break it down into there'd be people of all ages able to vote. Mm-hmm. So from every walk of life, whatever it is that we're doing, but every age is represented, which means everybody would get a fair say.
Right.
Okay. Agree. I agree with you.
Look at that. Black men coming together to agree on something. Che wanted us to fight. You seen that?
Yep.
I always choose violence.
I had to keep interrupting her because I felt like we were on the same page, and I felt like whatever she was going to say was just going to make us go further.
We were all saying the same thing, because I was saying, I was going to ask, for any of these major award shows, are there anywhere the regular, like us, like we get to vote, especially when it comes to like film and TV and stuff? There's none where we get to vote, right?
They have a committee.
I don't know how. I know about the Grammys committee. That's all I know about. And I know, you know, a lot
table
of
table of white people.
Yeah, I know.
Well, no,
coons
I don't.
Love to
I don't
say,
mean music. You know, music aside, vote. I mean specifically TV and
film and TV. I have no idea, which was why, you know, it would have been great to have, you know, our third cast member here.
I do have a resident filmmaker in the other room that I could ask, but I'll leave them out.
Yeah,
of it.
I don't know about that. For you end up not coming back on the episode.
Oh, fuck off. Anyway. No, Mouse, you can fix your messy face, please. Please. Thank you. Wow.
Cause I thought.
Hold on. I thought you moved.
I did.
And they moved too. Damn, Matt. Yo, who is Che? SAG AFTRA? You just got mad film workers on duty? Like, what's up with you, boy?
What do you mean? That's the whole point of me being out here. Like,
hold on. It's a different one?
Yeah, I have. It's not.
You
like
know what? Let's get,
let's
get real nosy. Let's get real
nosy.
Let's get real nosy. Ryan, let's get real nosy.
It's not happening.
So, Che, exactly how many. So, are you union? Or
are you SAG? are you in the DGA? Like, what is going on? You got a lot of raw, players on your raw.
A lot of raw footage, huh?
It's not kiki. No, absolutely not. A lot of things being left on the editing room floor, huh?
Yeah,
not like that at all.
You're putting it all on the table for the old man.
Anyway, would you like to talk about your one?
No, we would love to talk about you and how you're in LA running amok.
What else would I be doing in LA?
That is disgusting.
Well, on to the next.
Listen, yeah, I show up on time. That's all that matters.
Heard you, fam. What is the next topic?
This topic is solely for Mouse because he is the only person who would know all the tabs on it. Mouse, what's going on with JT and Uzi?
Woo! Girl!
Yo, wait. Why is Uzi every topic of discussion?
Because he used Uzi to bring up JT. That's why
he's trying to really break their toxic relationship up. So he's throwing in all his powers.
Yes, he is.
He's the real Thanos. He gonna go take that ruby right out of Uzi head. Uzi gonna pass out, and he gonna. This nigga is sick, bro. What? Tell us more about. Fucking freaking.
Listen, Uzi and JT, listen, what I don't get is I don't understand love. I don't get it. I've said this multiple times on this podcast. And I know Thursdays are not the episodes we use to break down love. I don't get it. And I don't try and get it. You know what I mean? Because I don't see where Jaquisha, Jontavious, Taylor would ever find. Uzivert, attractive. I don't know.
Levert is crazy.
Gerald Uzivert. I don't know where she would find Gerald.
I'm gonna have to get Uzi on here. We need some explaining.
I don't want to talk to that bitch ass nigga the way he playing in my bitch face and I don't like it. He playing in my bitch face and I don't like it.
Yo,
I don't like it.
They ain't even repost our podcast. They don't even know us, bro.
They don't know you.
She didn't even know you rubbed her feet.
Because I rubbed
and
the other one's
damn
feet.
Sure ain't know.
I rubbed Carissa's feet, and I picked the wrong one. Listen, this is a bigger topic at hand, fellas, okay? Make sure you pick the right one, okay?
I know you're a dumbass for putting that shit in your head, but I'm always going to at least not violate a king when he's going at it with his queen, okay? That's at least I'm going to do. I'm not saying I agree with anything you're doing, but I'm not going to condone a man taking your joint off of the dumb decisions you making. Just think about it next time you put some object in your fucking forehead.
Don't.
Is that what caused the whole thing, Mouse?
Apparently Uzi was on Twitter. Love that Twitter still. 11 years later, it's still at
fire.
The root of the drama. Yep. Talk about longevity. But yes, Uzivert, Gerald Uzivert was on Twitter and he tweeted out, "I only love myself." And then, you know, my other good brother, who I really love, Meek Millicent, you know, he pulled up, you know what I mean? And he said, "Have a baby." And I found that hilarious.
Why?
I was like, what? Have a baby. But it made sense. Meek also put the single dad emoji, which is fire.
What is
which
a single
is
dad
fire.
Emoji? Is this a guy and a
it's just a guy and a baby.
Baby.
It's fire.
How is Meek a single father?
I mean,
actually,
either one of his BMs, so
actually,
he might consider himself a single dad.
No, my statement just came out wrong, but I actually know nothing about that man's life, and I fuck with Meek. So,
Meek,
I respect your emoji,
Meek. They be
Meek.
Trying to turn me against Meek. Meek is my guy.
Nah, Meek's fam.
And I know that Pop Smoke record's about to drop. I'm ready. My
Pop,
soul
smoke,
is ready. Ready.
Pop got some. I heard a couple of things. Shout out to Rico.
Ooh, shout out to Rico. Okay. Then, and also in response, JT says, "Same here, fuck nigga." So to that I say, I'm turned on. Directly respond to my sub in front of the world, so I know it's real.
I feel like this is just
sometimes I think it's for the tabloid. Sometimes I think it's real. Sometimes I know it's real. And it's just it's something that I feel like is never going to. What's another celebrity couple that we can compare them to in the past?
None. Bobby and Whitney.
Nah. Damn. Shit.
Wow.
Whitney was never. But Whitney was never this fine.
Wow.
She wasn't.
Points are made.
Like she wasn't. Let's be honest. Like, when was a crackhead ever as fine as JT?
Did she say she never did crack? Crack is cheap.
Yeah, but also, how many crackers you know say they do crack?
The ones with money.
They just ask for $2. They just ask for $2. They just ask for $2 and keep going.
The ones with money say they do whatever they do if they got it. I pay for this crack. You can't tell me I did it.
I ain't never seen a crackhead admit to being a crackhead. And honestly, Whitney Houston will go down in history as a legend. Not just for her legendary career, but she also is the only crackhead to ever die. Mm-hmm. I bet y'all didn't think about that. When last time you seen a crackhead die? All the crackheads from when Ryan, stop laughing.
Ryan.
Stop laughing. I'm being serious. Ryan.
You're not.
Yes, I am. All the crackheads from Junction growing up are still there, Ryan. They're still there.
This is the door?
Wait, there's a real doorbell?
It was a phone alarm. It was my phone.
Somebody coming in?
Yo, why is that not our sound? What is happening?
When somebody comes in, that's it. Oh, they left. Okay.
Yeah, that's fire. Somebody needs to fix that. Che?
Yeah, no, that was the Lord. That was the Lord pressing the button to tell you to shut the hell up. Stop talking about the dead.
Yes.
I'm not talking about the dead. I'm talking about the living. I'm just saying, Whitney Houston, a legend even in death. That's all I'm saying.
Life after death?
Crack after death.
No, you wild. See, stop. Stop.
You think when you get to heaven, you still a crackhead?
I think you sober up at the gates.
Get cleaned up and everything. Holy bath.
I feel like once you walk through the gates, they clean you up.
They didn't cover that in the Soul movie, so I don't know.
Let's be clear.
Yeah, they wasn't gonna do that.
You won't be going through them gates.
I think this. I think this is how it really goes. Wow.
Who not going to heaven?
You. But so
I think if there's anybody really in the Guys Next Door conglomerate that's going to heaven, I'm guaranteed
it's not
a
you.
Seat.
No, you're going somewhere. But look, so I feel like when you go there, if you're on drugs, they send you to hell. Got detox. Detox.
How did we end up here?
Once you get back right, you got rid of the twitches and the shivers and all that, then they put you on the line to get to heaven.
God.
So why do you immediately go to hell? Why can't you just go to purgatory?
Because if you die under the influence, it's like, yo, my man, we can't take you to intake. If you don't sit in 72.
Right, you got
to
have that. You got to have that 72-hour. Yeah.
You got to go do this 72. They get you. Because once they put you on the line, once you clean to heaven, it's like a walkway of your life. Like you piece
yeah,
it
this,
damn,
this,
why did
this
I do
is this? Probably,
why did
yeah, this
I
is
do
probably
that?
The most, this is probably the most idiotic discussion on the afterlife anyone has ever heard.
I'm trying to tell you because you got to go through it. Remember in Soul when it was on the little conveyor belt that took
when they was on the little treadmill, yeah.
So during that, you go through your life, and this is where the Lord decides if he forgives you or not. Because it's like, do you forgive yourself for doing all those drugs? And you sober now, clear
what
mind.
Do you need to forgive yourself for? You enjoyed it.
Listen. This is not about what we do on the upper roof. We're about forgiveness and acceptance, okay? Where you're going is about violence and misunderstanding people, okay? This is
yo. You know what else is funny? Today I seen a article that announced a certain someone going to a platform that was like, imagine creating a platform that's made for creators to have equity in their own creation, but then you go to said platform as head of equity creation for creators.
So you make a company.
No, the company already existed.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
You confuse me. I don't know what subject.
So
this
Joe
is
Button has gone to okay. Patreon.
Thank you. There we go.
As the head of equity creators.
Okay.
But the entire thought process behind Patreon is for creators
to
have equity in their product.
I'm trying to understand it. I feel like there could be some goodness. I don't know what it is.
What it
I don't
means
know where it's
is,
going.
What it I just means don't know is where it's... I fucked up. What it means is I fucked up at Spotify and I ran my big fucking mouth and I got these two kids on my hip. These two grown ass kids, one white, one black, and I now have to figure out a way to feed them. Because I ran my big fucking mouth and got put in the unemployment line by Spotify. So now I need to do something quick. Wait, what? I'm gonna go to Patreon. When I get to Patreon.
Oh, I thought you were talking about yourself.
Not me. Not me.
I'm like
When I go to Patreon, I'm gonna get a regular account like everybody else. But they're gonna name me Employee of the Month every month.
Sounds like out of my pay grade. I would love to talk about this, but I don't even understand it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah,
and guess what?
What are you about to do?
The light has came into my room and told me, worry about my pockets.
Listen, we did start on, listen, I enjoy a great toxic relationship. I enjoy when they dissolve and I like one of the people in the relationship. So I love the fact that there's a chance we may never see Uzi near JT again. But if I know toxic love, these niggas are probably on the phone right now.
Right now. They probably run each other's accounts.
They definitely got each other's passwords. They're giving password energy.
They be retweeting the other person's stuff from their account. It's weird.
I don't like it. But I like it. Because like
you don't want them together.
I don't.
But you want
them
together.
I stand toxic love. Like, I clearly need to get paid by OWN TV because I watch nothing but their product. I was watching the show Put a Ring on It. And I want the toxicity to win. But at the end of the day, I definitely want toxicity to win. Let me not lie. I was going to say I want, like, the people involved to be better, but I don't give a fuck. Like, the toxicity as a whole, I want it to win.
I just looked at the single father emoji. What the hell is going on, man? This could either be a single father or some real weird shit. You can't make them white. They got to be black. Because if they white like this, I don't know what's going on. It looks crazy.
Weird.
But if they black, I'm like, all right, father, son. This white emoji shit, let me be quiet before I get killed.
Shay, let me ask you this. What would it take for what type of infraction would a nigga need to make in order to get you to react publicly?
If I'm reacting publicly, it's because I've gone nuclear and I want violence. I'm burning this whole bitch down.
Is there any chance you guys reconcile?
Yes. You know, I could be a dumb bitch.
Yes.
I could be a dumb bitch. I'll admit it. Ah! I'm a dumb bitch.
Why you gotta be a dumb bitch to reconcile your love?
Because women would rather be dumb than admit that
they much rather be right. They much rather be right than happy. That's for sure.
Sickest part. You'd rather be a dumb. You call yourself dumb than be like, yo, my bad. You right? Like, wow. This is crazy.
It's sick. And we keep signing
because
up
if,
for it.
Okay, so here's the thing. But if I'm reacting nuclear, it's because this is a constant problem. This is something we've gone back and forth about plenty of times. So, yes, I'm calling myself a dumb bitch for going through it the umpteenth time and still taking you. Well, I would say stupid ass, but we're both stupid in this case. But I took you back anyway type shit. So yes, I'm a dumb bitch.
Hey, shout out to all the dumb bitches in the world. You know what I mean? Where would we be without y'all? You feel me? Like
fucking lonely, you know what I mean? Where you need to be.
Yeah, like shout out to all the dumb bitches in the world. We appreciate y'all. And we don't refer to y'all as dumb bitches. That's the thing, that y'all only refer to yourself as after y'all get mad at yourselves for, you know, loving us still. Well, that was that. And before we jump into good shit, black man, ancient black man, I would like to remind everybody, the Canoodle Corner Live is happening when? On Valentine's Day. So you lonely motherfuckers, no matter where you fall on the spectrum, me, Ryan, and Mac are hooking y'all the fuck up. We're getting you a Valentine. The only way you can do this is send your video submission telling us why you should be hooked up, your preferences, and being honest about yourself and how you look and your likes and dislikes. Send that video submission to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. In the subject line, put Canoodle Corner. Okay? Che, have we had any submissions yet?
I don't think we have. Let me check the email account. I haven't seen anything. Niggas want to be lonely on Valentine's Day, maybe.
Listen, if y'all want to be lonely on Valentine's Day, let us know.
If we don't get any submissions, can I volunteer?
No, I feel like I know we're going to get submissions. And I also know that people are scared. And let me tell y'all this from a single person for years. We always something gonna pop up. Niggas always wait till the last minute, like, you got a Valentine? Nah, but it might happen. Like, and then the last day, you're like, damn, what we gonna do? Let me tell you what y'all gonna do. Y'all gonna submit y'all goddamn videos. Mm-hmm. You're gonna email it to us. You're gonna send us a quick clip. Or I honestly want somebody to send a picture of their friend. Like somebody that you want to set up, like kind of like a blind meets the blind date.
Mm.
Feel what I'm saying?
I like that. I like the violence.
Blind meets the blind date. Nobody ever said that. Blind on blind date. So it's like you don't know where you're going, but you really don't know because you don't know.
I love it. I like it. Either way, y'all send those submissions by February the 7th. February the 7th. If you don't have it in here by February the 7th, well, much like Che, you will be spending your Valentine's with a battery operated machine. Neither here.
It's not battery operated, USB charged, and I can't find the charger because it's somewhere in one of these boxes after all this.
So you're gonna be beating yourself with it.
USB charger is crazy. You could take it like anywhere and charge it any country because everybody got those. That's sick. You be unplugging your iPhone out the wall for that.
Have you ever had to make that choice? iPhone or orgasm?
Nah, that's the battery crazy. Lasts like mad fucking long. Like it would be my first time charging it since I bought it.
Has the battery ever went out on you? Like on you?
It did the other, like 2 weeks ago.
That's crazy.
I was mad as shit.
Yeah, now you can't blame niggas for that now.
Nope.
Cause you know you'll blame a nigga for coming quick, but you can't blame a nigga for a battery dying. That ain't on us.
Batteries. Go get the. You better go get the rechargeable batteries. You better throw shit in the freezer.
That's what I'm saying. It's not battery operated.
It's USB.
It's a built-in battery. Yeah.
Nah, that's not a good idea.
That's not a good idea at all. But you
it's
know
not.
What?
Because if the electricity go out, how you gonna charge that thing if you ain't got batteries?
Hey, you gonna have to come crawling back to who? Niggas. And on that note, let's get into the good shit black man, goddamn black man. You know what? I want to start seeing some submissions for good shit black man, goddamn black man. So y'all also hit that email, guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Let us know what you've seen throughout the week that we could highlight for good shit black man or goddamn black man. Put in the subject line, good shit black man, goddamn black man, obviously. Let's start off with some good news. Good shit, black man. This goes out to a North Charleston High School principal by the name of Henry Darby, who calls his students his grandchildren. So he's a high school principal and he works overnight at Walmart to help students in need. So the Darby is a principal at a South Carolina high school. He works at the retail chain Walmart from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. stocking shelves. he doesn't do it every day, but no matter what, every paycheck goes towards helping his students, whom he affectionately refers to as grandchildren. They don't make him like this no more. They don't make him like this no more. And when I seen this story, I had to highlight this. Just for the simple fact is, I don't know any teacher that will go this far. Like, you know, it says some.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I wouldn't say that only because my father is also a teacher. That's why, like, I didn't react. I know, but what I'm saying is, most teachers, mm-hmm. all the supplies in the room, all the decorations, right. everything, they pay for that out of pocket.
Theirs, right?
So it yeah. doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't.
Even, wait a minute. Even if they're not teachers, pay for the
yes. Yeah. Pencils, erasers, markers. Paper.
Remember going to a teacher's class and they had everything?
Right.
And going to another teacher's class and they had nothing.
Right.
One teacher's classes. Why did if the school system gave everybody money to decorate their classrooms, everybody would have the same shit, but we always went to that teacher to be like, yo, can I get a pencil? Why don't you have your own pencil? Then you go to that teacher, like, oh, can I get a pencil? Oh, here, there's some over here. It's like
it's preparation. Take more, yeah.
Yeah, it's the people that really I'll say this. The ones that go extra far and beyond to do things for their students, those are the ones that I actually feel for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all don't get paid enough. You go the extra and beyond to do stuff for kids that aren't yours. You do a lot. Now the parent, I mean, the teachers that just come to school and just do the work. I mean, you're doing your job, yes, but you're not making those kids' lives better. And those are usually the teachers that get smacked by a mouse in class or some shit.
Why I never put my hands on no teacher. Don't say it. Look, I want you to stop selling this dream of me.
You never put your hands on
I've never put my hands on a
you
teacher.
You might have not been the student, but I guarantee they taught something.
So, about 90% of the student body at North Charleston is living below the poverty line. The community would say all about a coronavirus pandemic. So even in this, right, like when it's almost time to think about yourself. So salute Che's dad and you know, Mr. Darby and any other teacher that's hearing this and you would do the same. If there's anything we could do, let us know. Like, this shit is so fire to me, bro. Like, this shit, like, made my heart warm. Like, to hear, like he's literally going above and beyond. Like, mm-hmm. his job is done at 4 or 5 p.m., he still goes and works. And he's an older gentleman. Like, and you know, working retail job is some bullshit. So there's probably a manager that gets on his motherfucking nerves that he got to deal with. It's probably some weird old young nigga that like to smoke a lot of weed. And he probably don't be doing his work. And Darby got to take up. Listen, shout out to Darby. They gave him a $50,000 donation. Walmart did on the Today Show. And the first thing he said is, he's giving that right to the kids. So shout out to Mr. Darby. Shout out to his community. Shout out to any teachers that's willing to go that far and go above and beyond, you know, as a father of two kids who are in school. You know, I can't imagine any of their teachers going through this. But all their teachers are white, so fuck them bitches.
Yo, you know what we got to do? We gotta do a good shit black man award show.
I like it.
And not necessarily saying you have to be a black man, but we can just name it like, you know, good shit black people.
Good shit blackie?
No, man. No. Okay. You're so racist. Right.
I tried. Okay.
Yeah, something along those, not those lines, but something along the
good shit lines. You black, you know, motherfucker.
And we just show love to the people that do good.
Let's do it. I'm with it.
And it don't have to. It could be live. It don't have to be live. It could be whatever it is. But you know, we get our little trophies. We send them out.
I'm with it. Let's do it.
So now we make our own award, and we make it worth something. We put the value of our award
full
out there.
Fucking circle.
You feel me? We don't need these
a
white
smart
people
motherfucker
telling us
right there.
About their
good
award
shit.
Shows. We make
hey.
Our own. We
hey Ryan.
Make
hey
the,
Ryan. Good shit, Blackie.
No, you just all right. To move along, because I can't.
What's next?
What's the flip side, Mouse?
Well, the flip side is really the flip side today. I'll tell you that much. Okay, so if y'all remember, earlier this, last year, there was those Atlanta officers, those six Atlanta officers that were arrested and fired for pulling two black teenagers up out their vehicle, dragging them and doing a whole bunch of extra shit. Well, yep. Two of the six Atlanta officers who were fired are reinstated.
And?
With back pay. So, if y'all think about that, the officers who were just facing several criminal charges were removed from the force after being caught on video pulling out these young the young lady and the young man from Morehouse. They are literally not just reinstated, back paid. Atlanta, why y'all Wakanda? Your Wakandan tax dollars are being used to pay hired hitmen.
So this is why a lot of companies argue against unions, but I think specifically in the case of police unions. Do you know? Do you understand how often this happens? Like, didn't Darren Hunt also got his job back? And this is with when it comes to police officers and their misconduct, them getting fired and stuff, they almost always end up getting their job back. So I feel like there needs to be some sort of legislation, like there needs to be law that doesn't allow that. Because what's the point of going through the charade of, oh, we have a trial, you've been convicted, or all those things to only rehire the person because of said you? Like, it just don't make no fucking sense. Why are you wasting time?
Listen. I think I've touché. Already said
on touché, multiple, Shay.
Ooh, touché. Get it? Now, I listen, this shit, you gotta know the difference between right and wrong. Union or not. This was wrong. These people are not equipped to hold the job that they're holding. That's not even a bad thing in just saying that. If I constantly fuck up people's orders, maybe I shouldn't be a waiter. If I can't do basic math, I shouldn't be on the register. If you cannot de-escalate a situation when you have all the tools on your person to cause or inflict bodily harm or even death, and you can't de-escalate the situation with two 120-pound children in a car driving away from a scene you're saying to get away from, I don't think you should be tasked with the duty to serve and protect, because you have shown unequivocally that you cannot serve nor protect.
Bingo.
Yeah, got it. Not much to really say about this. We know what's right and we know what's wrong. And although we joke a lot, we simply understand the facts of life.
Yeah, this is
it's
a joke.
Frustrating.
Atlanta PD is a joke. Atlanta being this place of brimming, inubiquitous blackness, it's all a joke. It's a fucking joke. It's not this fucking black utopia. It's,
why are we bringing out $15 words?
I'm just saying, it's not. It's just the same as any other place in America. And I think once people get the charade and get the film off their eyes, we'll be able to start to deal with it in truth. You know, there still has been no answer for the shooting and killing death of Rashard Brooks. I don't want anybody to think just because, you know, Atlanta got Biden and Kamala in office, I don't think we should be heralding it as this new black safe space. Clearly it's not. The residents are not safe.
Gwinnett County will fuck you up, okay?
Don't even know where that's at, but I'm gonna agree with you.
I'm gonna stay away.
Nah, I'm not going there. Let me write that down now. It won't catch me.
Gwinnett, there's a few areas where you will get called boy with a quickness. They do not fuck around down there. Play with Atlanta if you want to.
It's the South, man. We understand that. It's just not a place that, honestly, right now, they're doing the right things. Especially when it comes to law enforcement, so.
Gwinnett County, Cobb County.
So only one thing we could do is pray and hope.
Nah, I mean, all the praying ain't gonna fix. You gotta
Listen. If we can't,
yeah, I'm not gonna say, but listen, we know
I'm
what we gotta do.
I'ma still pray for the people over there, cause I ain't.
Listen, y'all storming the wrong shit. That's all I'ma say. Y'all are storming the wrong shit. Maybe if people were to be held accountable, for their infractions against people's children. Yeah, maybe we'd see it different.
When is that gonna happen, bro?
When somebody gets tired of it.
Somebody gotta go, but, John Q.
But much love to Taniya Pilgrim and Messiah Young, the young man and young woman who was pulled from their vehicle by these jokes. Yeah, and that's that. I do wanna shout out Renee Prince. I wanna shout out Renee Prince. And her mother and family. So her mother went to school or church or something with my mom. They friends from back in the day. And Renee listens to our podcast. And I was one of her Christmas gifts. Her mom and my mom, they conspired to have me show up on their doorstep and surprise her. And surprised she was. I just said hello and took a picture and told her I would shout her out on an episode of Guys Next Door. And here I am paying it off. So, Renee, we do appreciate your listen here at Guys Next Door. That young lady, that young lady is a child.
Why would she listen to this show for?
Because I guess we're available for children to listen to. But, no, shout out to her and her mother and father. That was dope to be a part of that. And listen, it was all because she listens to us talk shit and sound really smart at saying stupid things for hours on end.
Thank you for asking for Mouse and not for Ryan.
Well, Ryan, you were in L.A. You were in L.A. and her mom didn't know your mom. So there's that.
This has nothing to do with me. Okay. It has to do with you and your supporters. Okay.
She is a supporter of Guys Next Door.
All right. Happy Thursday.
Isn't there like a whole Che hive? Like, why do we always do this? Like, there's literally a whole hive of people who say, we love Che.
Happy Thursday, y'all.
What do I got to do with this?
Who y'all? Hope y'all got somebody in the Super Bowl. Because I got to go.
Listen, y'all, this has been another week of Nosy Neighbors. Hope that we got through the mess pretty early, and added more mess. It's just messy, but we love it. Why? Because men love to gossip too. Yeah, so that's what we did. Make sure you get your video submissions in to us, guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Canoodle Corner Live in the subject matter. We're going live on Valentine's Day. We will go live Valentine's Day, and you will see the date. You will be on a date. Me, Mac, and Ryan will help y'all through the date. Shout out to our good folks over there at Remy Martin, they will be sending y'all some liquor. We will be taking care of a dinner. All you got to do is have good Wi-Fi and show the fuck up. So, and have all your teeth. If you don't got no side teeth, you are disqualified. And there's that. No, you cannot be hooked up with Che. Someone did ask that question earlier. You can't do that. It won't happen. Yeah, patreon.com. Che, put your fingers down.
If y'all cash at me, you might be able to get that date on the side.
You guys are sick. The fact that, okay. Patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Become a patron. Pick up your keys today. Make sure you head over to the YouTube Guys Next Door podcast. Subscribe, and watch. You know, don't just subscribe and not watch. Subscribe and watch. And most importantly, if you didn't, go listen to Monday's episode. We had the OG, Kerry Williams, from OWN's Ready to Love Season 2. He chopped it up with us, and he actually called me. And you know what he said, Ryan? He said he can't wait to talk some business with us because, verbatim, I like y'all niggas. So whenever OG say, I like y'all niggas, you know, we did something right. So, we will see you motherfuckers on Monday.
Peace.
Next door.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.